The worsening labor dispute at West Coast container ports is causing shippers to look for alternative pathways to and from Asia. An obvious place to look is the thriving port in Vancouver, Canada. But correspondent Tom Vonsi reports that place says it can't absorb much diverted traffic.
Port of Tacoma Commissioner Don Johnson says there's a real fear that shipping customers could shift business away from clogged Northwest ports and not come back.
There's been diversions, and how that impacts us, we will not know until it's all said and done. And what's the price tag we're going to pay at the end of the day when it's solved, we don't know.
Johnson says the British Columbia ports of Vancouver and Prince Rupert have been gaining market share. A spokesman for Port Metro Vancouver says its terminals are presently operating right close to capacity, so it can offer little relief to Northwest shippers caught in the U.S. port slowdown. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says there's been no significant uptick in cargo traffic across the border with Washington State. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.